Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Ches, Kedushin 8. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing a position of Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef argues with Rabba in a case of a man who gavar de aktish b'shirai. He betrothed the woman with a silk garment. So Rabba says that you need lo tzricha. Rabba says you don't need to evaluate it. Lo tzricha shuma. You don't need to make sure that this silk garment was exactly the amount that the person thought it was. And Rav Yosef says you need to evaluate it. And the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says you need to evaluate it even in a case where he said it was 50 coins and it really was 50 coins. Under those circumstances, Rav Yosef says you still need to evaluate it even to Issa Bekiya Beshuma Osam Chadaita, because the woman was not an expert, she doesn't know exactly what it means. But the Gemara says that actually we paskin not like Rav Yosef but like Rabba, and we don't need to evaluate it. But comes along Tosos, and Rabbeinu Tam says that our Gemara is saying that only specifically these silk garments, that's what don't need the evaluation. Because everybody really basically knows what a silk garment is worth. We don't really make such a mistake with the silk garments. But other things, like avanim tovos, like very precious stones, and margolios and pearls, sheyeshenim tovos, elam. There are some of them that are not good. It's just a few of them that are good, and there are a lot of people make a mistake with them, and they think people think that they're worth much more than they're worth. People could trick people with the stones. Therefore, tricha shuma. Therefore, before you give the woman to betroth her a very precious stone, you need to evaluate and make sure she knows exactly the value of the stone she's getting. So, because otherwise, she thinks she's marrying you because, even though technically speaking, you only need a pruta, a very small amount. But if she thinks she's getting something, then it has to be exactly what that's worth. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, ufikach nagu ha'olam l'kadesh b'tabos she'im ba'evin. Therefore, the practice became, amongst the people, there's a practice to this day to become betrothed to a woman. You betroth her with a stone, with a ring that has no stone on it. Because if there's a stone on it, she might think it's worth something more than it's what it's worth. And so therefore, in order to stop that issue, the man is not supposed to betroth the woman with a ring. A ring would be good for an engagement, but that type of ring is not good for the kiddushin ceremony.